Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
Christmas Day, 1914. This is Dorothea Winwood.
Very nice of you to have a gift for Kitty.
Of course they have. I'll keep it until she comes home.
I pray that will be soon.
Do you think it can be true?
I find it hard to think that Miss Marshall would attempt to buy a baby. Aside from anything else, she must be 60.
Kitty believed it or she wouldn't have run off. Oh, I hope she's safe.
Well, she has funds. She's hardly Jane Eyre wandering the Yorkshire moors.
You don't sound very sympathetic.
Oh, I am. I am, believe me, to any soul in distress on Christmas Day. Christmas is the time for restoration.
Which is exactly what that letter from the Manchester suffragettes was saying, as you'd have seen, had you read it properly.
It's unpatriotic, publishing a letter like that to the women of Germany.
Asking them to work for peace, love, brotherhood. It seems the Christmas message in a nutshell, Rafe.
The timing was provocative. I don't want to argue.
No.
I really don't. Here.
What's this?
It's another gift.
Oh. It's Carly. A statue of Carly. Where did you find it?
It's your Carly. The one McNamee brought.
My Carly? But it looks... Oh, it's perfect.
It's disguised most of the joints pretty well, I think. It's rather a delicate thing. I took great care. Don't look too closely.
Oh, you mended it for me.
I knew what it meant to you.
It's beautiful. And very... Thank you, Rafe. It makes my gift seem very dull.
I wanted to surprise you.
You have. That was marvellous, Marika. Almost Dickensian.
There would be much left over.
Oh, I don't know. It never ceases to amaze me how much soldiers can eat.
Hey, Matthew, they eat even more than you do, don't they?
Soldiers I've eaten before.
Already, you mean? But I'm sure the mess provided only the most basic of Christmas dinners. Nothing like the feast cook laid on for us. Did she take the guinea fowl for her sister? I said she could.
She did.
I planned to serve tea buffet style, but I think we had better sit down, there's so much. You'll join us, I hope.
No.
Please, you don't have to work. I'll do all the serving.
No, thank you.
Please, Marika, it's Christmas. I insist.
So why ask?
I'm sorry?
You ask, I may say no. You insist, I cannot. I say no, you insist. Why not just order me from the beginning?
What's the matter?
Nothing. I will come. Soldiers will say things, all polite, but still...
My husband will make sure nothing like that happens. And Matthew would like it, wouldn't you? Oh, he's happy, look.
He is happy.
Corporal Stoker carved him a whistle in the shape of a bird. Did you see?
I saw.
I praise the day you brought Matthew to the dormitory, Marika.
I want to take him for a walk in the...
perambulator.
I can? Just a little walk.
I think not. It's very cold out.
Do you insist?
You'll wrap him up warm?
Naturellement. I will speak French to him. He will grow up speaking both.
Oh, what a gift that will be. Very well.
If he had eaten any more, he'd have turned into a plum pudding.
That'll be you, sunshine. You're the right colour for it.
I hope you've left room for tea.
All right, me worries there. Only had two halves of me dinner, so I'm sober as a joint.
Oh, good. Splendid.
Ah, Marika, you're back already.
Happy Christmas, Miss DuPont.
Look at the little lad, fast asleep like butter wouldn't melt.
Don't touch him, please.
I'm really saying hello.
Keep your hands to yourself. Always.
Do what the lady says, Larry.
Ah, the walk has put roses in Matthew's cheeks.
Mind your own, sunshine. I don't need no dusty teaching me manners.
You think not?
Now, look here.
Yeah, shall we all have a glass of sherry?
Oh, what a good idea, Rafe. Then we'll go in for tea. I hope you have room, Corporal Stoker, even after the army's plum pudding.
Don't worry, we know our duty, and though it's tough, we'll see it through.
Cook's pork pie is a special treat.
Not much use to you, I fear, Private Battersea.
I asked Cook to make sure there was plenty of choice for you.
I am in the British Army, Mrs. Winwood. Not an organisation known for its sensitivity to dietary requests.
Dietary requests? The way you talk, Rob. He even swears posh. Well, not that he... sorry.
We all swear sometimes, Corporal Stoker. Even clergymen.
The new quarters, Reverend. You have made us very comfortable.
Tidy, aye.
You're warm enough out there.
Snug as bugs talk.
It really isn't drafty.
We are very contented, I assure you. Danya Bhad.
I agree.
Men Kushahong.
Don't mind if I do. I'm making a large one.
There was a huge bunch of greenery left over in the kitchen. I've just finished putting it up. We now have mistletoe everywhere.
Ready for later, eh? Say the word, Marika.
He said, woo woo. Barry, stop embarrassing her.
What? Oh, damn it. I didn't mean.
Barry. That's enough of that. There are ladies present.
And Marika?
Oh.
Sorry, just slipped out.
Forgive us, please. There is a level of banter in the armed forces which can, on occasion, be both robust and colloquial.
He's right. I think. I didn't really understand. I'm sorry again.
I'm sure no offence was intended.
Not at all. I don't want you to think bad of us, not after you have been so welcoming. Someone ought to take us outside and shoot us.
Yes, there is no offence, Corporal Stoker.
You think, Enrica?
I go to my room.
Oh, it's Christmas. Please, stay.
You insist?
I insist.
Then I go to my room. I take my suit.
Enrica! Oh, no.
Try on the way.
Oh.
Tea, I think. Another glass of whiskey?
I don't mind if I do. I could get a taste for it.
Who'll finish the lemon meringue? There's too little to save.
What? You've given us a good day, Vicar. I don't know if I've ever had a Christmas like it. I'd like to raise a glass to you both.
Here, here.
Oh, thank you.
I have a toast, too.
You can't toast with lemonade, man.
To the wise Reverend.
Oh, come now.
And his beautiful wife.
Now who's flirting?
No, I did not mean...
You call me out for doing it and then you start doing it yourself. You've got a damn right.
I'm sure Private Secretary did not...
Why wouldn't he? He's right. You're a lovely woman. Rape is a rose in bloom.
Oh, enough. Now,
any man in his right mind would want to put his arm round you. I would, given half a chance.
Corporal Stoker.
You are offensive, Barry.
Ah, such a brown face.
Make me.
I'm sick and tired of you telling me what I can say. Know your damn place, soldier. You might have gone to university, but you're still a heathen darky.
Leave this to me, Dorothy. Oh,
come on, sir.
Yeah?
We will settle this.
All right. Any jury's worth 10 of your lot.
Oh, yeah, we'll soon see, won't we, Heather?
Stop this at once.
Stop! I will leave you! Stop!
I suggest we all prepare outside. I have an idea.
Great.
Where's Marika, Dorothy?
I don't think she'll come.
Then you must insist. Gentlemen, follow me. Cigarette?
Oh.
Private Battersea.
Thank you.
One for you, Marika.
Yeah. Smooth, dear ladies. Very modern.
Yeah, let me let you see your mum, sir.
No, I'll do that.
Christmas should be a time of peace, restoration. I propose we blow the cobwebs away. With a little exercise before evening service. Here.
Football?
Now you're talking.
Ray?
But there's only five of us.
Marika, run up to the church hall and see if any of the Belgian refugees want to join it. Men, women, anyone who wants to.
It's almost dark. Oh,
20 minutes or so.
This is mad, mad. Yes, it is, but it's rather wonderful.
Right, mark out the goalpost for you, Dorothy. Yes. I brought some scarves. You can use it now. Private Brancheria, Corporal Stoker, shake hands.
What's happening? Are we playing football?
We certainly are, Adam. You want to join in?
Not half. My dad's over there. Look, my mum. He's amazing in goal.
Well, then run and fetch him. Tell him his country needs him.
Your mother, too. Girls don't play football.
They do tonight, and I hope she knows the rules better than I do.
Oh, Corporal! I say, Corporal!
Hey, come on, George, you're wanted.
Well, are you sure, Vicar? Right, start the kick around, will you, McMinnery?
Right.
We'll pick teams as soon as everyone gets here.
To me. Come on, to me.
All right, Walter, it's all. Keep your hair on. Here you go. Best picker goalkeeper I've
ever seen. Come on.
Thank you, Rafe. It was a good day.
Well, I had to do something.
You were very decisive. You surprised me.
I surprised myself. Surprised you that I was decisive?
I meant, I suppose I saw another side of you. One I haven't seen for a long time.
You were different too. Exceptional work on the wing.
I shan't be taking up ladies' football.
Well, there are plenty of teams, I gather now, though not in Folkestone.
I might start one, just to see Mrs. Graham's face.
And have you checked on Matthew?
Sleeping like an angel. Good night.
Good night. My rose in full bloom.
What?
You heard me. You've conquered Corporal Stoker.
Don't be silly, he didn't mean anything. It's a pleasant change to be flirted with.
But
it's not as if you flirt with me anymore.
Did I ever?
Oh, Rafe, you must remember, you were so shy on the surface, but your eyes promised something else. And you made me laugh. It's why I fell in love with you.
You never told me that.
I did. You've forgotten.
Would you like it if I flirted with you again?
I don't know. I might. Yes. Would you like it if I flirted with you again?
I might, yes. Would you like it if I kissed you?
Are you serious? Would you like it if I kissed you?
Would you?
For more information about World War I on the BBC, check the Radio 4 website.